This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's Texans Training Camp, live from the Twin Peaks Studios. Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
We might talk about that Botox stuff here in a bit, but
love good commercial break combo.
Wait, who's Botox? What I miss?
Tyler, we might talk about that Botox conversation with Tyler here in a bit.
We sure as heck can.
They say it comes in threes, right? Malcolm Jamal Warner earlier this week, Ozzy Osbourne, and now Hulk Hogan. Terry Bollea, Hulk Hogan, has passed away at the age of 71. Which I think I'm certain everybody, most everyone listening to this has an understanding of Hulk Hogan. Most everybody listening to this has an understanding of Hulk Hogan and how big he is. This is one that hits CNN, hits it's everything. He is a big, big star. You think he is somebody that, what percentage of people you think in this country know who Hulk Hogan is? Like, you think that, like, I'm trying to think of how big.
I think there was a time. I don't think it's as overwhelming as it is, as it was right now. But I think there was a time when he was as big as any celebrity out there.
Yeah, because he was in TV shows and doing movies and stuff.
I mean, they were making.
But I still, even right now, I feel like.
I mean, would your kids know who he is?
Yeah. I feel like if I'd say, my kids watch wrestling, so they see him.
Yeah, brother.
But maybe if we don't go to kids, but if we talk about people like over 15. Yeah. I bet you they may not know a whole lot about him. They may not know that he beat Andre the Giant in WrestleMania 3 or whatever.
Yeah.
But if I say to you the name Hulk Hogan, have you heard of that person? I think the vast majority of people over a certain age will at least have an understanding of who he is.
Oh, I agree. I think probably one of the most famous individuals.
Yes.
Like, not just wrestling. I'm talking about most famous individuals
people,
in America. I don't know about. I don't know the whole scene that, you know, internationally, but in America.
America runs the world, bro. It's cool.
People that know him.
But I would think even, especially how wrestling has become. I would think even internationally he is. Mm-hmm.
That's where I was going. I don't know how international wrestling is. Obviously it is. I don't know. Definitely in this country.
Oh, like with Ozzy too. If y'all remember, he had a little run with a reality television show with like his family.
Yeah.
Like for me, I believe he's clearly bigger than Ozzy Osbourne. Known star, bigger star. I think he is.
Yeah.
Clearly bigger than him.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
This is one I feel like. Like on even like news shows, ESPN, there's going to be a stop in like a segment on.
Yeah.
That's not like Malcolm Jamal Warner probably not getting a segment. on, you know, on everything, yeah. on yeah. everything.
No, like, I agree. It's a stop in your tracks, no matter what network you're on or what topic you're covering.
Yeah, like
I agree.
Someone said my brother knows who Hulk Hogan is. I think I heard In the Loop talking about this, and I know Sean Pendergast, I believe, texted in to him. I was about to just start doing it my damn self. Then I said, well, I guess Sean has done it. Like, there's an argument, like, is he top three WWE of all time? Like, there's a difference between, you know, how, like, real wrestling heads feel. I think real wrestling heads, a lot of real wrestling heads,
still real to me, damn it,
feel like, you know, Ric Flair and Shawn Michaels may be the best wrestlers. But, like, overall, in terms of impact of why wrestling is as big as it is right now,
woo!
I think there are two major figures that are the reason why wrestling is where it is, and I think he's one of them. Him and Vince McMahon are, I believe, the two biggest reasons why wrestling is insane like it is right now.
Is The Rock in that group, potentially?
But later on, like, kind of, yeah, kind of like Hulk set the stage for The Rock and a Stone Cold.
Oh yeah, no, I agree with that.
Yeah, like, but I think wrestling, I think Hulk Hogan is still the biggest name in wrestling.
Hulkamania.
Like, the most known. Like, now The Rock is difficult because it's movies too. I think there are a lot of people who know him as Dwayne Johnson, the actor, more than they connect him with wrestling. Like, Stone Cold made the most money, sold the most merchandise in his run. I know, like, Stone Cold was huge. Stone Cold's not Hogan.
Give me a hell
now,
yeah.
No, I don't think everybody you can roll through and be like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Maybe in the heart of, what, 1998, 97, you could do that at people when he was real hot.
Right.
I think right now you can still say, you know Hulk Hogan? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that.
I don't think you can do that. I don't think it was Stone Cold. And now The Rock, yes. The Rock is, but, like, again, like, I wonder, like, oddly enough, I was watching Family Feud, and the question on Family Feud was, what's one thing that you connect with Dwayne The Rock Johnson? And wrestling was not number one.
Yeah, see, it would be for me.
I think it probably would.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Be for me, but, like, the number one answer was like,
oh, you meant rest. Okay, I got
like,
you. I got
like,
you. I got
what,
you, I got
what
you.
Do you like? And they had different answers. I think number one was movies.
Mm-hmm.
I think number two was muscles, size, and then yeah. I think wrestling was third.
Yeah.
I think Hulk Hogan, you just say, give me a name in wrestling.
Hulk's the first one. No question.
I think for most people.
I think it's overwhelming.
Like someone said, like people are texting in Cena. Like, yeah, Cena is well known.
Again, though, Hulk
he's
set
not
that stage.
Like he's not, but not just
but, set but the, not even on the same not level. Not just set, yeah.
it's to me, it's like it, he's it's like Babe Ruth. Like if I'm gonna roll through you and just say you can just name it, like the name baseball. What comes up with baseball? I think there are better players than Babe Ruth.
I got a message just, for those Yankees.
It's just the
sir.
Name that yeah. is synonymous with the sports.
I think that's fair.
With the sport.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think Hulk is the most well known. I think he's the name that's synonymous. I think, again, I think he's one of the top celebrities of all time.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point. He was the first one that just crossed over and just took it to where it's not just.
Mm-hmm.
Like what? Which Hogan in wrestling? Which Hogan are you when you close your eyes and you see Hulk Hogan? Which version do you see?
The original?
You do.
I see that black beard.
I do too. I see
that black ass beard.
I see the NWO with that spray painted belt. I see villain Hogan. And I think probably because that's. That is when I was really. I've watched this since I was a kid. Like I remember, yeah. But I see when I like the Hogan I remember is the Hogan that was about to beat up Jay Leno on the Tonight Show. The Hogan that was rolling with Dennis Rodman.
Yeah,
I see the bad. Yeah.
The only time that I've ever been, I mean, knee deep in wrestling was the Stone Cold Steve Austin
Same.
Era.
So it's, attitude so, era,
but,
yeah.
But only, if you flip to say, the other channel. That's what he was doing.
Well, but what I'm saying is, if you walked up to me and said wrestling, who comes? I mean, Hulk would be the first one I'd mention. And,
yeah.
And I mean, the only person I've ever specifically tuned in to see consistently was Stone Cold in that yeah. 98, 97, 98, 99 era.
Yeah, and there may be some people under 20 or 25 that may say Cena,
yeah,
or that may say The Rock, maybe. But I think most it's. It's Hogan, Mr. T, all of that stuff. So he passes away at the age of 71. All right, coming up as we get going here, we'll get you the starting lineups. As the Astros are back home, they will face the A's. We'll let you know who Jason Alexander, he's getting the ball tonight, who is going to be in the lineup for him tonight. And we're 8 days away, 8 days away from a very, very, very important date for the Astros. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.